Good morning. Welcome into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Got a busy show lined up for you today. Got four different segments. We've got talks with K-State Extension, Riley County. Gary Fike will join us here later in the show. Jamie Ramsey from the Senior Center, and then a couple of animal control officers at the T. Russell Wright's Animal Shelter. We hear from Brandon Sokol and Shelby Smith. But we're going to start, though, with our guest here, our only live guest here today. We got Melissa Kirkwood here from the Sunset Zoo, and Melissa is here to talk Party of the Planet with us here today. Good morning, Melissa.
Hey, good morning. I think the planet is having a little party with some rain this morning, but yeah, so I'm excited to be here to talk about Party for the Planet, which is our celebration for Earth Day at Sunset Zoo. Earth Day is next week, but we celebrate it on Saturday, April 24th. So I'm happy to talk about all the things that we've got planned really for Earth Day and beyond.
All right. Three big areas of focus, and they're all letter C's here: clean, create, and connect. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, you bet. So we've focused in on three areas to really help improve conservation and overall wellness for our community and for our area. Clean is pretty self-explanatory. We focus on cleaning up areas within your own neighborhood, within your own environment, but also here at the zoo. One of the things we will be doing and we have been doing as things have kind of eased up in restrictions with COVID, we have started accepting volunteer groups back here at the zoo. And with volunteer projects, many times we have them focus in on cleaning various areas of the zoo. So whether that's weeding out overgrown areas or like picking up trash and things like that. And we have a big mission of conservation here at the zoo. So as you're visiting the zoo, you will see that even our trash cans are labeled with different areas to recycle plastic, recycle, you know, paper or other things too. So we're just encouraging the community to clean in that way. So if you are interested in volunteering with us here at Sunset Zoo for a project like that, you can visit our website at sunsetzoo.com and just click on the volunteer tab, and we can get you, if you're interested in helping us with that, we can do that. We've got several groups lined up in April, and it really does make a difference for us here at the zoo.
All right. So clean is the first step, and that's very important, obviously. And create is the second step.
Yeah, create. Create is a really big area that we're focusing in on with this initiative and effort. So what we are asking our community to help us create, we are looking at pollinator projects, pollinator gardens specifically. We will be rebuilding some pollinator gardens here at Sunset Zoo. We had a fairly large one that we had down towards our Expedition Asia project, but that needed to go away because of our construction. So we will be rebuilding that here at Sunset Zoo. And we have some designated volunteer groups that are helping us with that. But we want to teach our own community, one, where our pollinator gardens are in the community, and two, how to create it for yourself in your own environment. And it's really fairly simple. We're going to share with you the types of plants that are pollinators. During Earth Day, Party for the Planet, we will have a lot of focus on pollination. So we will have our concept beekeepers will be out here talking about bees are huge pollinators for our entire planet. And they are very, very important to pollination, as well as we have other, we have other insects that are also pollinators, like monarch butterflies, other butterflies, but bees are a huge component of that. So they're going to be here doing some presentations. We will have the K-State Extension Master Gardeners here during Party for the Planet, and they will be giving out planting packets with milkweed, which is a huge flower that does attract pollinators. So please come out and get that. That would be a great thing. And then those who really want to commit and pledge to learn and build a pollinator garden, we at Sunset Zoo will be giving away planting kits to families so that they can have the tools they need to start a pollinator garden. And we're just super excited to kind of spread that out, because that's what makes that's what makes everything grow and thrive. So that'll be a huge focus for us here at Party for the Planet. We'll have some presentations and giveaways regarding that. And we hope that everybody does want to try to help create pollinator gardens.
That sounds like a lot of fun. I've never tried that, but it would be a blast to try to do that. And yeah, pollinator gardens would be something pretty neat.
Yeah, and it's really fairly, you know, it's something you can involve, you can do yourself. It's something you can involve your kids in. It's something, you know, you can just get together with a group and do. And the different types of plants that create, you know, pollinator plants really are not that hard to grow. So that's another great thing, is if you're not a super great meticulous gardener, you don't have to be. But it will really help our environment by creating those areas of growth for pollinators, because unfortunately, those types of areas within our, you know, our ecosystem are kind of dwindling. So we're just trying to replenish that, and you really will see a difference. And plus, it's really beautiful.
All right, so we've talked clean, we've talked create, and the next step is connect.
Connect. So the area of connection, and I think we've all had that connection virtually through this last year with Zoom or whatever you're choosing to connect with. We want to give an option to connect even if you aren't able to come to Party for the Planet. We will be focusing in on a challenge that we are working with our AZA, our association that we are affiliated with, the Association of Zoos and Aquariums. They have connected with a organization called iNaturalist, and iNaturalist is part of National Geographic. It's a super easy, cool app. It's called iNaturalist. So if you look at it on your app store and download it, I will be putting that out on our social media platform this week. We are doing what's called a City Nature Challenge with K-State and really the greater community area. It's a four-county region that will be collecting data. And what you do is you just download this app and then you go take pictures of nature all around your area. It can be outside the K-Man studio. It can be in your own backyard. It can be here at Sunset Zoo. What you do is you just take a picture of different nature that you see. It could be anything from even like a dandelion weed to a bug to an animal that we have here at the zoo. And what that will do is it will collect that data within the iNaturalist app. And what we're trying to do is collect as many species of different things as we can within a certain time frame. So that will actually occur after Earth Day and after Party for the Planet. I think it's 14 days out now. We will be starting that challenge April 30th through May 3rd. So I'll be putting that out on our social media beginning Monday of next week, just so people are aware and they can download the app. But that's something too that we wanted to create. So maybe you couldn't come to a Party for the Planet on Saturday, April 24th, but you do want to participate in some way that gives your family or your organization or you yourself a chance to participate in conservation efforts with us.
All right. That sounds like a lot of fun. Party for the Planet, I know, didn't occur in the same fashion last year. You guys have got to be totally excited to do this next Saturday.
Yeah. So last year we had to do all online types of activities. We are back live in person this year. And so we're very excited to do in-person events, but I do want to stress that we will make sure that we will be following COVID safety protocols. We are still following protocols here at the zoo with wearing masks and keeping that social distancing. But we will have a couple of stations where you can pick up information. We're not going to spend a lot of one-on-one time with you at those stations, but we will have information for you to learn from and collect. And then we will be doing presentations at our Chautauqua Amphitheater, which is our outdoor amphitheater. So we'll have some live animal presentations. We'll have the Kansa Beekeepers will do a presentation. We'll have presentations every 30 minutes throughout the day. And the day will start like our regular day here at the zoo. We're open every day, 9:30 to 5. And then regular admission rates will apply for Party for the Planet. But we'll have lots of extra things for you to participate in during the day, including a virtual scavenger hunt. So we'll give you the details of how to participate in that once you enter our gates. And we'll have prizes for everyone who participates in that scavenger hunt. And so we just want to make it special for you next Saturday. And we know it'll be a fun day for families and individuals. We've been seeing lots of people coming out to the zoo for that outdoor activity. So we wanted to kind of amp it up for Party for the Planet.
All right. Sounds like a lot of fun. Well, Melissa, we appreciate the time here this morning and hope you have a very successful event.
Hey, Brandon, thank you so much. And we look forward to seeing everyone on April 24th.
All right. Sounds good. Party for the Planet, April 24th. I think I'll be there. All right. Stay tuned. We'll have more in focus after this on News Radio KMAN.